In the first reading, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, well, God, through Moses, told the people to love God and keep his commandments all the rest, all throughout the days of your lives. So why is this so? Okay. All of us, people, man, wants to be happy. Okay? We want to be happy. That is why we work hard. We do everything to be happy. But if you will notice, no matter how rich we get or how rich you get, no matter how plenty of friends you'll have or how high your position is in the company or how popular you are or how intelligent you are or how great you are, it just seems, it doesn't seem to be enough. Rich people want to get rich because somehow, having more money doesn't really equate to that amount of happiness. You want more. We all want more. We are never contented. So we strive to be always happy, but somehow we are not contented. Like if we are happy at level 5, we will never be contented with level 5. We will go to level 6, we go to level 7, and so on, and so on. We will never be contented. And why are we not contented? Because we come from God. And since we come from God, God is infinite. Okay? God is infinite, and we are meant for the infinite. So that is why our craving for happiness is infinite. But the problem there is we crave for what is infinite, but we look for this infinite in finite things, like money, like people, like careers, like our bodies. So it just goes to show that if we look for happiness, we will never be able to have happiness in finite things. So we have to have something that will give us infinite happiness because we are for infinity, because we are children of God. We were made in the image and likeness of God. So Moses, to the people of Israel, says, love God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. So to be happy, we love God. Because God is infinite, then here on earth, if we will be able to love God, then we will be satisfied. Now, in the gospel, Jesus was asked the same question. Well, a question of what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus replied just like what Moses told the people of Israel, to love the Lord God with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. But he added something else. Because, yes, how do we love God? Perhaps we may understand it to be prayers. But somehow, we cannot really give God something that would satisfy God, because God is God. It has to be something that is worth God. So we cannot give him our riches, we cannot give him anything. So what do we do that would really, that would make God, let's say, happy, okay? And that is by loving others. So the second says Jesus, is we should love our neighbors as ourselves. That begs the question of how we should love God. Okay, we love our neighbors, but somehow that is hard. Okay, it is hard. It is hard for us to love others. Well, to love your spouses, to love your children, to love family, to love friends, that is easy. But how about loving others outside our families and friends? Now that becomes hard. Sometimes, even with our families, there are just members of the family that is so hard to love. Okay? Sometimes it comes to a point that even if one is a brother or a sister, well, people just find them hard to love. So how do we do this? Because, well, we may be infinite. We were made infinite. But then again, somehow we are finite. In the second reading, a letter of Paul to the Hebrews, Paul was telling the people, the Hebrews, that why are there so many priests? Because priests, they die. So when they die, they are replaced. Actually, the Levitical priests, they are, you know, their priesthood is transferred to the firstborn male. So, of course, there are many Levites, so it goes on and on. But Paul is telling something here about Jesus, that there is only one priesthood, the priesthood of Jesus. There is only one priest, Jesus. And then Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice of all. Well, the priests of his time would sacrifice animals, would sacrifice prayers in the temples, but they would do it every day. But Jesus only had to make one act. Jesus had only to make one sacrifice, and that is his sacrifice. That is why his mass is one and perpetual. Why? Because Jesus is God and Jesus is infinite. Okay? Now, because Jesus is infinite, Jesus is always sacrificing himself to God. The sacrifice is infinite. And us priests and bishops share of this sacrifice of Jesus. So it is not me doing the sacrifice of the Mass, but it is Jesus. Because there is only one priest. It is only Jesus. So Jesus is the one sacrificing, is doing the sacrifice. Jesus is doing the Mass. Jesus will consecrate the hosts and the wine into his body and blood. Now, loving others is hard. But we need grace and power to be able to love others. And where would we get this? Of course, we will get this from someone who is infinite, and that is Jesus. Okay? So, when we partake of the sacraments, like the Mass, when we receive communion, when we go to confession, when we receive the anointing of the sick, all these things are done by Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if the priest is sinful, because man is sinful. We are sinners. So no matter what the priests would do, no matter what the priests would do, the sacraments are valid. There was one time in the history of the church where there was a question about this. It was questioned, the validity of the sacraments being offered or being done by sinful priests. And it was during the time of Constantine, wherein he had to convoke something like the Second Vatican Council to talk about this. And the church affirmed that every sacrament that priests would celebrate is valid. Okay. Now, we as I've said, we long for happiness. We want happiness. To be able to have that true happiness there is only one thing that we could do, and that is to love God. Somehow, well, to love God, it encapsulates everything. We love God. How do we love God? We love others. And if we love others, then we love God. So being a Christian is not really hard. Well, it is hard, but it is not complicated. There is only one thing that we should do, and that is to love God and to love others.